This is Erin Weber-Driesen from the Sioux City Art Center. You're listening to Siouxland Public Media.
I have another piece of pie.
Tell me about the splash artist.
Claire Pearson. Claire Pearson. Fantastic. We're really excited to have Claire. She's got beautiful work. Her
paintings are tremendous.
Her paintings are amazing.
What she's sort of become known for would be her wearable art, 50s style aprons with these sort of racy.
Right.
And they're really funny, but then they're cool. I can see kind of a punk rock aesthetic to them.
Yeah.
But her paintings are of women, often in domestic roles, wearing rebellious footwear, and they're realistic, and they're huge.
Yes, they are. Right, right. And we encourage that for her to bring those out to kind of set the tone. Mm-hmm. For her work, but more than likely the things that she will sell are her wearables.
Mm-hmm.
But her paintings are just they're such a crack up. They really are, and I don't know. You just have to see them to believe them. You really do.
Yes.
We have another splash artist as well.
Tell me.
Jake Van Wyck, who is from Orange City, and he is a ceramics artist and, fairly well established, but has never done the festival scene. And so that's one of the requirements of a splash artist, is that they've never done that portion of a career.
This is one of the things I like so much about Art Splash, is the splash artist program that lifts these local artists onto a professional scene.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes Sioux City the center for the arts, and all these people coming in from all over the country.
One thing that people say, the artists, the exhibiting artists, they say about Sioux City, I can't believe how welcoming your community is.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe how well we're treated here. And that's just something to be extremely proud of.
Do you hang out with some of these artists? Do you go in? Where do you take the artists when they come?
Well, one thing that we do and that I love is that on Friday evening, after they've been out on site setting up their tent and setting up all of their merchandise and getting everything ready to go for Saturday morning, we bring them to the Art Center and we hold the artist's dinner. And that's a time where we can really show them sincere gratitude. Now, that is sponsored by Renee and Lou Weinberg, who just want to make sure that some local restaurants are also highlighted. So we've got DeKalb, Diamond Thai, Trattoria Fresco, just all kinds of things that come into to the Art Center. So that wonderful variety of local Ola Juanita.
Can I be one of your artists? Is it too late? Can I have a booth?
They talk in their artist review, their evaluation of the festival. They talk about the artist dinner and they say the artist dinner was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
It was wonderful. I can't believe that you put something like that together. And it's really because of the Weinbergs that we're able to do that. But, you know, we bring them to the Art Center so that they can have a real connection to what Art Splash helps to support, the exhibition and education programming that comes out of the Art Center is, you know, the direct result of the fundraising that happens at Art Splash. That's what we do out of that festival. It gives them a real connection to that.
Well, you're adding something new to this Art Splash, which would be that for people like us, other nonprofits in the community, you're giving us a space to go out and do something and participate, not just sort of have our names there.
Right.
And we're really excited about what we want to do. But there must be other things that you could talk about as well. I won't put us first.
It's a very important component of Art Splash, is the way that we contribute to other nonprofits in Sioux City and the surrounding communities. Thanks to State Steel and Compressed Steel, we have a new area at Art Splash called the Interactive Exhibition Area. So this is an area that is a highly energetic area, and nonprofit organizations can come out there and they can talk about what they do in a very dynamic way. If you look for out in front of the art center, there's Penelope the truck. Look for Penelope out at Riverside Park. We're going to be moving her. And these organizations are going to be doing all kinds of activities around the truck. So you can engage with these organizations and learn about what they're doing, why they're doing their, you know, mission and why it's important to Siouxland.
And we will be there. I'm going to shamelessly plug us.
You should be shamelessly plugging yourself.
Yes. We're going to set up a booth. It's going to be so exciting. And it's we're going to have a couple microphones and a recorder. And it's going to be a little bit like StoryCorps. We're asking people to come out and interview a loved one. And then we'll send it out to you. We'll send it back and you'll have that to treasure forever.
And that's something that is a treasure. Mm-hmm. That is a treasure.
There's nothing like hearing a loved one later in life, you know, I mean, whether it's your child after they've grown up or a parent, mm-hmm. you know, once they're gone. I hate to sound sad, but that's true.
It is true.
And to hear that voice, there's nothing more evocative of the person than the sound of their voice and the way they speak. And just to have that chance to capture a conversation is really a great
opportunity. Their story in their voice, mm-hmm. I think, is... And it captures what you do mm-hmm. and why you do it. Local content and local stories and the voice of Siouxland. And that's so that it's perfect for this area. Your project is perfect for this area.
Yeah, it's such a great opportunity that you're giving us and that you're giving everybody else.
Well, it's, you know, we're just the conduit, really. And I mean
don't
that
be
sincerely.
So modest.
I mean that sincerely.
It's a great idea.
Well, you know, all I do is steal ideas.
Art Splash, it promotes art, it promotes civic responsibility. It's terrific. You're doing a wonderful thing.
Well, it's, you know, it's a community festival, and that's one thing about it. It's centered around the visual arts because, you know, the Art Center puts it on, and we pour our hearts and souls into it. But it is also a celebration of everything that is right about Siouxland and everything that we're doing to make this place a wonderful area in which to live.
I've been talking with the Sioux City Arts Center's Erin Weber Driesen. Art Splash is happening this weekend at Riverside Park. We will be there on Saturday from 10 to 2 with a booth set up for young broadcasters to interview a family member. Come see us. For Siouxland Public Media, I'm Mark Munger.